Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. How was that? Did you like that? Is that okay? Yeah, I guess they eat nuts or something. All right, bye.
All right, and we are here with Kidge and Faith. And
I'm
me.
Faith.
No, you're not.
I'm Kidge.
No, you're not. Stop it.
Wait.
Both of you.
What?
What?
I'm so confused.
And we are the Two Blind Squirrels.
Three Blind Squirrels.
No, we're two blind. We're the Two Blind Squirrels. Oh. Don't confuse everybody.
Sorry.
One of us can still see.
Oh.
And I'm wearing glasses.
I'm Kidge.
I'm Faith.
Or
I'm Brad. You know, you ended the intro.
Yes.
It reminded me of that one episode that you did for Compassion International.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a lot like me and my wife actually doing it, but you know, it was totally you and Faith. And it was great. I remembered that.
That was hilarious. Yes.
What are you talking about?
It was the parody where they did us.
Oh yeah.
It was. I'm not sure how long it took them to put that together because that was pretty hilarious.
I forgot about that.
I appreciate the hard work y'all did.
Yeah,
there.
They gave us a day break.
All right, we have calls. Let's play
Let's
a
do
call.
It.
Let's play a call.
Okay.
Robocop is stupid. Are you serious? Oh, here's Mr. How can you say Robocop is stupid?
What?
It's cool.
What's wrong with the space turtle?
The
being
space
attacked by Robocop technology.
Space turtle is having issues. He's going through a tunnel.
That's cool. Goes around and shoots bad guys. That's cool.
He's talking about some movie that's kid friendly, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Got to the guy that goes like, "I'd buy that for a dollar." That's amusing.
Oh, RoboCop! I'd buy that for a dollar. Wasn't that RoboCop?
Yeah, but what was that show about? That was all about some old crusty old dude with a bunch of half naked women following
what?
Him around.
RoboCop.
Yeah, it was
RoboCop.
It was the show on RoboCop.
Oh.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Oh, I don't remember. Blanked it out.
You see that part can be kind of silly, but the fact that it has this world around it. That
okay.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know.
Hey, is Collision kid friendly?
Collision. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was good. It's on Roku.
There's some cussing, but not.
But not.
Not.
Not any worse than anything
orientated.
Else he's seen.
Not sexually oriented.
No, and
cussing.
that's what is against the rules.
It's called Collision. It's a Masterpiece Theater PBC BBC produced show.
It's 5 episodes.
It's like a miniseries.
It's very good. It's like all of BBC stuff. They always do fantastic job.
Yeah,
they suck
sure.
you in and you can't stop watching.
But it's about a wreck.
Except for that I fell asleep at the end again.
So this wreck happens at the beginning, and then the whole show is just about the investigation of all the different people who were involved in the wreck.
Ah.
And
it's very kind of like the movie Crash.
Except it's better.
Okay.
And it's not, didn't have any, you know, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And basically how they were all up to no good. Everybody that was in the wreck was up
apparently.
To no good. So.
Okay.
No, but it was the way they intertwined the
yeah.
stories was very good.
So check it out.
Okay.
I think you will like it.
Oh, that shower scene. Are you thinking of Starship Troopers? Because that nope. wasn't Starship Troopers. There was nothing like that that I saw in the version of RoboCop that I saw.
Is he still
Starship?
On about RoboCop again?
Starship Troopers had like giant bugs in it, didn't it?
Yeah.
And also a co-ed shower scene.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Want to know more?
What?
And all the remember in Starship
yeah,
Troopers,
had the,
it
had
always
the posters. It said, "Want to know more?"
No, it was oh. always a. There was like a little. The interludes always said, "Want to know more?" You'd have to click on the corner.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Want to know more?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're getting your non-kid-friendly scenes confused. I only saw the first.
I think Kidge knows what's kid-friendly.
I think he's got that figured out.
I think that's a given. Because, okay, here's Kidge's definition of kid-friendly. Kid friendly, a description of the content of a specific example of entertainment that sparingly, if at all, contains sexual content that may upset the sensibilities of a formerly pornographic addict. Pornography addict. That's kid friendly.
I like that. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And I looked it up. Apparently, I was wrong. It's not a shower scene, but it is a locker room scene.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing good can come from that.
And so if you have a question, if something is kid friendly, you need to ask Kidge because he is the final authority on what is or isn't kid friendly. Regardless of what you think about it. You may think it's kid friendly, but if Kidge doesn't think it's kid friendly, guess what? It's not kid friendly.
Wait, that was the wrong laugh.
Yeah.
That was not. Yeah,
I think
that
you
was
got
evil.
That confused.
Starship Troopers. It's really disappointing because I love the book. Great book.
I liked the movie because I liked the aspect they didn't try to. I liked the whole thing. I liked the fact they were all kind of Nazis, and I just liked the elements of the movie because it was interesting. It made it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't this utopia. It was a socialistic society. Mm-hmm. Or nationalistic, anyway.
It was not socialistic.
Nationalistic.
But I thought, man, it was so annoying, just the things they changed. It was like, it's like if somebody wanted to make Narnia movies without the Christian worldview, and this was like that, but Starship Troopers, the movie.
Did you read the book, Kedge?
No.
Okay. So
which book? Narnia?
Starship Troopers.
No.
So none of us know what he's on about?
No.
Not a bit.
Okay. All right.
Like, the whole point of the book and everything the book was centered around, sure, was outdated. It was written and it was not completely correct.
Tell you what was good was that book, Armor, by William Stakely.
We were looking at the bookshelf.
Because it's basically the same thing. It's about a guy fighting bugs on an alien planet. But it's good. It's really good. It's called Armor. Kid, you need to read that.
How do you spell William Stakely's name?
Stakely.
Most part, I guess. So they obviously changed it. Because in the book, you know, women were soldiers. Oh my gosh, that's not going to be correct, right? So instead of just, like, making women soldiers, they had to take it all the way and, like, then they shower together and we're going to show it. It was really crazy when I saw that. I was at a friend's house, and there was, like, little kids around, and the dad was like, "Don't watch."
So in the book, there were no women soldiers.
So they just did that for the movie so that boys would watch it.
Exactly, because who's going to go see?
A bunch of boys in the shower.
Like, I don't want
to... All the right moves.
It either. Yeah, when you're young and don't stick up for yourself.
Was All the Right Moves the dumbest movie
Risky
of the 80s?
Risky Business, you know.
Oh, that's right.
All the girls will go
that was
see,
the other one.
We'll go see Tom Cruise.
Right now, I'm thinking about...
Ruined Bob Seger forever.
But we need to take those old records off the shelf.
We do need to take the old records off the shelf and smash them.
Anyways, what?
Okay, I think he's done. I don't know if he's done, but I'm calling him done.
Oh, man. Wow.
He's just going on about it. He's very upset. And, you know, and he's the one against spoilers, and he's telling us all about this movie.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
Okay. All right. Armor by William Stakely. There you go. All right. So let's get into our next topic that we have that we want to talk about. We went to church on Sunday and we heard a really good sermon.
Good.
That the bottom line of it was, the main phrase of it was, pray big. Okay. And it was based on Acts 4:29. I think the
23 to 35. Yeah.
Okay, 23 to 35.
Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He held out his palm and asked for an alms. And this is what Peter did say: "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There you go.
And I'm going to call that.
That's Acts 4:23 to 35, done. Right there.
Okay. Good.
I poop candy and you can eat it.
That's a fantastic bookend there.
Thank you. Now everybody knows what the passage was.
But that's not the passage.
But it is.
That's what happens after the passage.
But that's the passage.
No, that's what happens after the passage.
It's the passage.
Acts 4:29 says...
That's part of the passage.
Okay, well.
Well, that's the prayer. That happened before.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
You said
that
it
was
happened
result.
After. It happened before. Oy. The prayer was a result of that happening. Because okay. they were going to get taken to... They got taken to jail.
Okay. And then they prayed.
And then they got out. Then they got out.
So just read Acts 4:29, please.
Oh, good Lord.
Holy cow. You'd think I was trying to drive a bus around a parking lot full of teenagers or something. I don't even understand what that means.
I do. I'm with kids all day long. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
So he challenged us. And I thought,
wait a minute. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
Okay. So the preacher was challenging us of what we normally pray about. And and I just, it's one of those sermons, you know, that if you don't... I guess if you're suffering from this, then it hits you hard. But if you're not, you're like, oh, okay, it was an okay sermon. But if you're suffering from it, then you're like, oh, that was good, you know. But he's like, and, you know, what do you pray for normally? You pray for. He was asking us, you know, what do you pray for? You know, on a regular basis, you pray for a good day. Maybe you go on a trip. You pray you get there okay. You protect us on our little trip, and pray that. Pray that Helen's little fever goes away, you know. Pray that somebody's having surgery, that they come through it okay. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that fill up our prayer life, or at least, and I'm guilty of that.
We all are. That was the point.
Well, I'm not speaking for everybody. But he was saying, let's look at how the early church prayed. And they prayed big. You know, they realized they were in the front, and you know, we serve a big God, let's pray big prayers, you know, because they prayed in this prayer, you know, enable us to speak boldly.
He just got out of jail.
Yeah. So he wasn't praying, you know, keep us out of jail, Lord, let us get out of this town safely, you know. he was saying he just got in jail for preaching boldly. And what did he pray for? He prayed to continue to speak boldly. And he also prayed for miracles to happen in this passage, so that they would know that God was God, basically, is what they're saying there. And I just found that very challenging, because we don't pray for miracles. And I think, and typically I don't pray for miracles because I feel like they're very selfish, because the miracles I would ask for would be very selfish.
Well,
like,
but which was the original point of his sermon.
And in the sermon he said, you know, you pray for somebody to get well. He says, I got news for you. All those people Jesus healed, they died.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was being antagonistic on purpose.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's true. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you know, because it always bothers me to pray for somebody else's health when they get sick. They post it on Facebook, please pray for me. I feel a fever coming on, you know, and I'm like.
Why do you feel bad about that?
Because I just don't, I never knew. It just something bothered me about it. I would go ahead and pray for them, but something bothered me about it, and now I know what it was. It's like, first of all, I'm praying that they get over this or don't be sick, but in my head I'm thinking, well, they're eventually going to die. So, I mean, you just keep praying for health until you're dead. Eventually,
but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying there is, but I'm saying that's what was bothering me.
Okay,
it's like, why am I praying this prayer? You know, I pray this prayer so that everyone will know God is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can pray blessings on a person. You know, that's fine. And he wasn't saying don't pray these prayers. He was just saying, in addition to praying for a safe trip to Dallas and back, why don't you pray that you can speak boldly to whoever you encounter and pray that miracles and wonders be done, you know? And I just think it's pretty cool. And I challenge everybody within the sound of my voice, my illustrious, beautiful voice, I challenge all of you to pray big. Just add a little line to your prayer saying, Lord, you know, enable me to speak boldly and do miraculous signs and wonders. You know, you're not saying do them through me.
Right.
You know, you're not saying don't do them through me. You're just saying do signs and wonders, you know, do miracles, whatever it takes, Lord, so that people know they are encountering God, you know, that you exist, that you are in control, you know, that for your for your glory, Father, you know, do signs and wonders for your glory. And I add this to my prayer, and it's changed the rest of my prayer too, because I, you know, I add that at the end, but then it's changed the rest of my prayer, because now I can pray for people who are sick without that weird tinge, that weird feeling, because now it's like, oh, well, Lord, this person's sick, you know, your will be done, Lord, but do signs and miracles so that we all know that, you know, you remind us of your presence. And, and whether you do it through healing this person or not, but I'm just praying blessings on this person because they're feeling bad. And then, you know, you just pray that big prayer, and it just, well, for me, it changes my whole prayer. It changes all those little things into having more meaning.
It reminded me, that's how my dad prayed growing up. I mean, he was a big, bold prayer.
So, see, he wouldn't have thought much of that sermon.
He would have thought it was good, just to remind us. But, I mean, he prayed big. He always prayed for miracles. I've seen my dad get healed of liver cancer. I've seen, you know, I've heard about miracles in our family. I've heard my grandpa was going to die, and the Lord raised him up. I mean, I have had literal miracles happen. I've got lots of stories to tell. And it's because my parents had faith, and they prayed boldly in the Holy Spirit.
When he prayed for your grandfather to be healed, it was, Lord, I don't want him back. Lord, I'm not doing this selfishly. I don't want him back. But Lord, if you're going to heal them, if you would heal them, please heal him inside and out.
Right.
Because he was an alcoholic, and so he was like, you know, if you're going to heal him all the way. Mm-hmm. And he did.
He did.
And so that was
He was in the bed dying, and my dad came back so up. That, and he then was walking around.
And everybody knew it was God who did it, because he was a completely different person afterwards.
It was definitely faith building. But it reminded me of that. It reminded me of my prayers, because sometimes we get so self-centric and so and you know, he kind of made fun of, you know, well, you know, because I love you, I'll pray for you and your loved ones too, you know, and I'll add you in my prayers, you know, and I'll kind of you know, you're my friend, so I'll fit you in my circle, you know. And he was kind of making fun, but it's true that we keep this so small, and we keep it so little that we minimize what God can do and in our life. And I think, you know, when you get saved, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what gives us boldness. Mm-hmm. And we squelch that. We squelch that in ourselves. We squelch that Holy Spirit boldness that it gives us, that gave Peter the guts to give those sermons after, you know, when all the people were filled with the Spirit, you know, right after Jesus was resurrected. I think that we just need to depend on the Holy Spirit and let him work through us and pray through us.
Well said.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
You with you? I'm with you.
I'm with you.
That's good. I have written pages and pages since that Sunday in my journal about that. Yes. Yeah.
Well, cool. It's definitely affected me and all my prayers since then. And so, anyway, you know, and we didn't know why we were at this church. You know, we were like, because it wasn't. It's not our normal church, and we're like, well, we don't exactly know why we're here. We're not unhappy with our own church, but for some reason the Lord wants us to come here right now. So, maybe it was just to hear that.
Yeah, could be. It's been a blessing.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today.
Oh,
yeah. I'm so sorry, everybody. Oh, did we check the chat room? What's going on in there? Doxon's still by himself in there. Doxon's dancing. Oh, he was dancing to your singing.
That was me dancing.
Oh, that was Kidge dancing.
Can't believe nobody else knew that song.
Kidge has a nice singing voice. Oh. All right. Okay. Well, everybody, if you would like to call in and have your voicemail heard here on the Two Blind Squirrels, you can do so at 224-225-9297. You can follow me on Twitters at OneBlindSQ. You can also follow Kidge at Kidge421.
That's very true.
And you cannot follow Faith because she's not on Twitter.
No.
And if you try to befriend her on Facebook, she will ignore you. So if you want to say something to her, just send it to me.
I won't ignore people.
Or call in. 224-225-9297.
I don't know.
I'm friends with Faith on Facebook.
Are you?
I think so.
Well, y'all have met in real life. So
yeah, so you could be my friend.
She'll do that. Yeah.
And I almost said Faithbook because that's kind of a tongue twister.
Faithbook. She's starting her own social network.
I am.
Good.
All right, everybody. Well, come back and see us next week. We record live Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Until then, vaios con Dios.
Vaios con Dios.
Vaios con Dios.
Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening...
That's the beginning.
That's the beginning of the
show. You're supposed to end the show.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.